Well, I suppose at the moment, I suppose the scheme came in on the budget of 2024, which was meant to be paid out then in 2025. It's a yearly scheme, I suppose, that we have lobbied for, and it's been part of the budget come in every year for the last, and this is a 3 years in a row now, so a 1 year scheme. So at the time, Manager McConnell Logue announced it, and he announced €13 a year old payment. And as they do with every scheme, they put in an overall budget as well. So in this scenario, the budget was €22 million allocated to the sheep farmers of Ireland if they joined the scheme and carried out the tasks that were approved by the department at the time. So Irish farmers did apply for the scheme, and it subsequently turns out that the scheme was oversubscribed by €2.4 million. So there's, I think it was 1.88 million sheep applied for it in the scheme, which equivalent then to an extra €2.4 million, which the minister came out and said that he was going to do a linear cut rather than pay the additional €2.4 million to pay everybody the full €13 a year that we were led to believe when we commenced the scheme back in May, and we signed up to do, and we done the tasks that were required. There was costs incurred, of course, to complete these tasks, so every farmer did and costs incur, and now we're expecting to get the full payment of €13 a year, which was agreed at the time. But then the Minister of Elections says, due to oversubscription, he's going to impose a linear cut of €1.50 per head. So farmers are up and angry on this, because they were led to believe that they were joining a scheme that would return a €13 a year payment per head if they completed the tasks and the costs incurred to complete them tasks. So I suppose we're looking for the Minister to revisit the scheme and to try and whatever, reuse additional funding, or come up with additional funding and whatever way is possible to try and pay out the full payment that farmers were signed up the scheme for.
Now, this will be of particular interest to farmers in Donegal, because sheep farming is extremely prevalent in this county. And I suppose a lot of people will be thinking, you know, if it was the farmers that didn't keep up the end of their deal, you know, there'd be uproar.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely, Don, actually. And yeah, if the scheme was undersubscribed, then would the minister increase the €13 to pay the full payment? The answer is no. We have managed the scheme in years gone by where there was schemes allocated to sheep farmers that were severely undersubscribed due to the criteria that the minister put in for farmers to draw down the schemes. So in this case, on this occasion, it's the reverse. I mean, and to impose a linear cut on a sector that is in decline, it just sends out the wrong signals to any farmer that may consider going into sheep farming when they realise that this can happen. And here's just another example of the government not taking the sheep sector as seriously, like, you know, because I mean, we have a decline of 800,000 lambs throughput going through the factories since the last 2 years, like, you know. So I mean, 800,000 and a sheep killer, an annual sheep killer of 3,000. I mean, we're looking at a 20% drop, you know. So the minister, he had an opportunity here to show initiative and show some positivity and try and increase the sheep sector, and he turned around and he says, look, there's €22 million allocated, I'm going to pay the €22 million, and I'm not going to seek any additional funding to pay out the €13 which was initially approved for or granted at the time. So he set out the wrong statements and wrong images. I mean, sheep farming needs support, you know. When you have a sector losing 500,000 a year, then there's reasons for it, and the reasons for it was that the costs incurred were significant and were too much, and there just wasn't even a return for sheep farmers to lamb down sheep and to remain viable, you know. So, yeah, it's a serious situation, and I'm very, very disappointed that the minister didn't take it seriously.
There's also a question that needs to be asked that, you know, this is the government that's running our country. Surely there should have been a mechanism in place to, you know, realise whenever the scheme had been fully applied for that there, you know, that there was no more room for anybody else to apply for it. You know, like, how did that happen?
Well, the scheme's, in this scenario, the scheme's open maybe in April and closed on the 15th of May. So I suppose that they won't know until beyond the closing date until they see the numbers coming in. But certainly they've known long before, we'll say, the budget that they've drafted up for 2026. And what they've done there was they've rolled over the existing scheme. So they've rolled over 22 million at the sheep sector to 2026, knowing that the scheme is undersubscribed, you know, for 2025. And if everybody applies again in 2026, then you know what's going to happen. You know, there's going to be 2.4 million shortfall in 2026 as well. So the economics, I mean, he should have forecasted that in the budget, and he should have added an additional two and a half million to cover the shortfall for 2025.
And then just finally, Adrian, a lot of people might be hearing this thinking, gosh, it's 150 per head, you know, that's not an awful lot. But whenever you consider a flock, like how much of a cut would that be for the average sheep farmer?
Well, I suppose I would take it on a whole for the country. Hmm. It's 2.4 million of a loss to sheep farmers in Ireland. Rather than an individual farmer payment, you know, on total there's 2.4 million shortfall to be paid out to farmers in Ireland.